Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. In today's episode, I'm interviewing a hair salon owner all the way from Rockhampton in regional Queensland who has taken her business from no employees to five employees in 8 months and has gone from earning $1,500 a week to $9,000 a week in the same period of time. All of this during one of the most difficult economies in business history. And in today's episode, I get to interview the wonderful Margie Scherer to find out exactly how she did it and what she thinks you need to implement in your business to get similar results. Stay tuned. This is the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Today's episode, I've got a very, very special guest, someone who's very near and dear to me, one of our coaching clients who has had an incredible journey over the last, let's call it 9-10 months. She's gone from working at home by herself to now a team of how many? Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. How many people we got now?
Five.
Five people. So working from home to five people during one of the hardest economies ever known in the business world, all the way from Rocky,
Rockhampton, in regional
Queensland. Margie Scherer, how are you today, Margie?
I'm so good, Billy. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I realize it's midday on a Friday, so usually one of the busiest times for hair and beauty salons. You have kindly donated some of your time for me today because I really wanted to share your story with our audience. Right now, as we do this episode, two of the biggest states in Australia, Victoria and New South Wales, both in lockdown, huge increase in panic and fear among salon owners, business owners generally, but specifically let's talk hair and beauty. And I just before we jumped on, I did say to you that we're seeing an increase like we have not seen since the pandemic started with business closures and a lot of salons now considering shutting their doors for good. Yeah. And with all the fear going around and with all the doom and gloom and with all the uncertainty and overwhelm and stress and pressure and everything, I wanted to come on today onto the podcast and share a good news story. And yours is definitely that. It is a good news story and something that I think the lessons from what you've done over the last 9-10 months will certainly ring true with a lot of people, and they'll be able to take a lot from this podcast. So officially, welcome to the podcast. Why don't we start with you introducing yourself and who you are and what your business is?
Yeah, so I'm Margie from Rockhampton in central Queensland. I have my place, Hair and Beauty, which started at home. Funnily enough, started at home with just little old me, and, you know, skip forward all those years, and now we have a salon that's two-story. We haven't finished the second story yet, and we have five staff. So it's been right from the beginning, it's been tough, it's been all of that, but you know what, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm just so proud that we've done it. I would have said, you know, 6 or 8 months ago, oh, I don't know if I can do this, but yeah, we can do it. There's ways and means of doing things and keeping staff motivated, keeping our clients motivated, and I think that's the biggest thing, keeping motivated, keeping above the line, you know, keeping everything that you do true and dear to heart. I think that's probably the best advice I can give.
Yeah, so let's start from the start. Let's go back 10 months ago. So you did our Limitless coaching program 10 months ago. And what was your business position then? It was just you working from home?
We just moved into, we moved into our first little shop Christmas Eve 19.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So it was pre-COVID and all the rest of it. And then we started to go through that. And then I was working with you doing little things with COVID. And that's when I learned very quickly how to do lives. And if you bloop it, just run with it. And our clients love that. Like, our clients absolutely loved it. I used to have, when we were on 6 weeks shut down, I had clients go, "Where are you? Where's your live game?" I go, "Got my coffee ready." And that's when I knew that we were touching hearts. It wasn't about selling. It wasn't about anything. It was just pure care. Care about our customers. And then we went into Limitless. And I think the day you rang me, Billy, it was like, "Oh, hey, Muggy." Yeah. And I'm like, "Yeah, just sign me up."
Yeah. It was definitely the easiest sale I've ever made. It was like, it was $22,000 or whatever. And it was literally, I don't know, 3 or 4 minute phone call. It was.
Yeah, it wasn't even that. It was just sign me up. Hurry up, send me the paperwork, you know, like. And if you'd asked me that, I think, you know, 6 months prior to that, it would have been, I would have wanted to know the ins and outs of the dog's butt and what I was going to get. And literally, like, it would have been all about me. What am I getting? What are you going to do for me? Whereas I've since learned, and Limitless is so that, like, it teaches you structure. It teaches you to have structure for your clients, for your staff, most importantly. And I think the one thing that I've learned, which is a personal thing, is that do not blame the system if you haven't put the system in its place.
Oh, I love that. I'm gonna shelf that for a second, because that's such a great conversation topic. I just want to give some pre-frame though. So you, before we get to that, because I do want to touch on that. So you're working in a small shop, Christmas 2019. Then you moved home. Did you move back into your house?
We moved from home into the small shop. Yeah.
Into the small shop. Okay, great. And it was just you, or did you have a team member at that stage?
It was just me, and I had a makeup artist and beauty therapist who worked for herself within my business.
Right, okay. And do you mind talking numbers? Are we okay to talk numbers?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
And so what sort of turnover on weekly were you making at that point?
I look back and I have to smile about this. I really do. I thought I was having a great week if I did $1,500. I thought I was like just, I thought it was, and it was. But now it's just changed.
Yeah.
It's just changed so much. Yeah. Yeah. So, but 15, that was a beautiful week.
And so you're now, so at this point in December 2019, you're working in a small shop, just you with some contractors coming in. Making $1,500 a week, you decide to do Limitless off the back end of a 6-week challenge, I think it was.
Yes, it was.
And then you get into Limitless, and I love sharing this story. Now, to provide context for people who are listening.
Yeah.
If you ever do decide to join Limitless, which is our coaching program, it's our top tier coaching program, goes for 12 months, you get marketing, coaching, support, resources, all the rest of it. If you decide to do that, one of the things that most people are shocked at is the amount of learning and content that's involved in it. And a lot of the commentary you always get is, I wasn't prepared for the steep learning curve. Because as Margie just said, there's so much structure involved in it. There's so many things that a lot of business owners are missing. They don't even know they're missing it. So how do they know that there's going to be this much learning? Because they don't even know they don't know. And so when you get into Limitless and you're confronted with that at the start, it's not a big overwhelm or anything like that. It's very structured. You get module by module. But when you're hit with that at the start, the flight or fight sort of mode kicks in. And for Margie at the start, it was very much the fight. It wasn't the flight at all. It was the flight. I'm gonna blame and throw tantrums and talk about it and all the rest of it. And
tackle
so
everyone else's problems. Be the spokesperson.
And so we laugh about it, but there is a reason for that, Margie. There's a reason why you did act like that during that period of time.
Absolutely.
It's something we've seen consistently, you know, every intake that we do every month, there's always one or maybe two people who go through that. But there's
limited beliefs. That's what it was. My beliefs were so limited.
Limited how? Excuse me.
I think I made myself be limited with what I had. Because, you know, I've been in the industry 36 years and worked for pretty major companies. And I think it was the limits were what I put on myself, and the beliefs that I had were whatever was happening around me, I took those beliefs on.
Yeah.
Whereas they weren't mine. They weren't my beliefs. They weren't my limitations. And I think that's the limitless, like, yeah, look, I'll be honest, that limitless lesson was the hardest lesson of my life. But I didn't curl up. I didn't, you know, go, oh, I'm not doing this. This is not fair. I'm being picked on. I grew. And here we are.
do you think though that a lot of the thoughts and actions and the way people react in that first month, how much of it do you think is to do with fear?
Oh, fear pushed out of comfort zones, you know, and I think, and I only had this conversation the other day with David, and saying the biggest thing for me was I thought I knew everything. I thought I knew everything. With being in the industry for so long, I thought I knew everything that I needed, and I was so far from the truth. It wasn't funny. What I've done now is, after my tantrums and all the rest of it, I've just gone, you know what? We need to go back, and we need to start like I'm an apprentice. And I need to re-educate myself so I can educate my team, so I can go and get accountants and everyone that's behind me to build my business.
And how did that shift in thought patterns, like, how did that occur? I mean, is it just something, I guess the reason I'm trying to extract this information is because there's so many people who are like that. Yeah. The only thing that's standing in their way, between where they are and where they want to be is that fear. And then crossing that threshold, though, just taking that leap of faith and jumping that chasm and going, stuff it, I'm just going to free fall and I'm going to trust that my parachute's going to work.
And yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. It's you just need to, if you truly want your business to survive, especially these days, like, everything that we knew that worked before is not going to work and possibly never going to work again. So we have to jump out of that plane. We have to free fall, and we have to trust every judgment that we have, and take that fear on board. Like, fear is good. I've worked out that fear is actually good. It's not the feeling sick in the stomach and going, oh my God, I can't do this. It's fear is your learning. You are taking on board everything that you've pulled, you know, like the 10X book, for example. Some of the things, you know, I started reading that and I was like, okay. But then I put it into practice on what we do in our salons every day, and it just made sense. I think by getting rid of those, I'm going to call roadblock limitations and our roadblocks in our belief, get rid of your roadblocks. They are just there to make you stronger. And when you become stronger within your beliefs and in your everything that you do within business, it's not even business, Billy. It's personal life as well. Yeah. You learn how to deal with things, and it's not just going off like a firecracker. You do things in a way that you can actually empower into your family, empower into your business, empower into your staff. And I think that's probably the biggest thing is, like you said, free fall.
Yeah.
Free fall and love the fear. Love the fear, because fear is the first stage of actually growth.
It definitely is. And fear is obviously, historically, fear was there to protect people. You know, if there's a saber-tooth tiger around the corner, then the fear is the thing that tells you in your gut, like, don't go around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely.
But using that same metaphor, if you're in caveman days and you're the hunter, and on the other side of that saber-toothed tiger is all the food that you need to survive, then you have to overcome that fear and find a strategy to kill the saber-toothed tiger, or certainly get around it to get to the reward. And a lot of people in business, I think they come up against that saber-toothed tiger and they just stop and retreat. And then they wonder why they die hungry, because they don't actually push past that fear. They don't actually think critically or think innovatively or logically or whatever about how do I actually get past this rather than just retreating. And it's something that you've done really, really well, because no doubt, I don't know all of them, but no doubt you've had a lot of fears over the last 9-10 months. Can I do this? Am I good enough? Am I like, is this going to work? And so do you have any, like, is there any practices or internal processes that you have that allows you to continuously step over that fear or get around that fear?
I think you've just got to, what I had to do is I blocked out what was around me. I blocked out and I took myself out of situations where there was negativity or there was, you know, just even being in a small town, you know, everyone knows everyone and, you know, I always used it. My biggest thing was, am I good enough? Now I can actually say, fuck yeah, I am. Because I believe that now. And there are some days where you get up in the morning and you've had, you know, a day in the salon before where, you know, nothing went right and you had this and that and everything else. But you get up the next morning and go, you know what? Thank you for yesterday, because that's made me understand that I've got to put different things into place so that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And yeah, look, everyone has different fears, but my best advice is do something to whether it, and everyone's different. It could be something as simple that meditation. It could be something as simple as working out strategies on how to deal with that fear. And it does get easier. Like for all the newbies that are coming into Limitless and that, yeah, it's overwhelming. It's like, holy crap, how am I going to do this? But do it bit by bit. Like what's our saying, Billy? Eat the elephant bit by bit. and it'll happen. It really will happen. Like ask me, you know, 8 months ago whether this was going to happen. No, definitely not. Definitely not. Ask me if I was going to have 5 staff. God, no. yeah, exactly. And that's because I have an amazing, you know, team behind. That includes yourself, includes David. You know, who would have thought that I would have had an amazing accountant that kicks my ass every now and then? Because we all thought that we could do everything in ourselves. And the other biggest thing was my fear was asking for help.
Yeah.
Never, ever do not ask for help. Do it. Ask. Because if you don't ask, you don't know. And if they say no, you just ask the next person.
Ask and you shall receive.
Ask and you shall receive. Absolutely.
So let's talk then a little bit about like, because I want to ask about some of the strategies you have put in place, but to provide context again to people who are listening. So you said before a good week, 9 months ago, you thought you were killing it at $1,500 a week.
Yep.
Margie, how much did you do last week?
We did just over 9,000. So it was 9,200. Yeah.
So what's that, like a 600% increase?
Yeah, absolutely.
Something like that. So a 600% increase in 9 to 10 months. And I know that you've got much bigger goals than that. You want to have $1 million salon.
Yep. So we've set our goals for next financial year of, I want 500,000. This year we're to date, haven't got the proper figures yet, but we're sitting on 268,000, which is 155% increase over from the financial year before. So when you look at that, and I hated figures, just going to tell you, hated figures. Ask David, ask Billy. Don't want figures. Figures, what are they? Yeah. but you know what? I bloody love them.
Numbers are nice when they look good.
Absolutely. But even when they don't look good, why don't they look good? Look at your rebooking rates. Look at all that kind of content that we have within our systems that it spews out. Like who would have thought that our booking system can give us everything down to working out your hourly rate for your staff? Who would have thought?
And that's the thing, right? People, again, but it just comes down to fear. Like people don't want to look at the numbers because what if the numbers are bad, or what if I don't understand them, which makes me feel bad, which means I'm not enough. It all just comes down to fear. So you've had this huge increase in revenue, huge increase in staff in your staffing group. You've got big goals now in the future. What advice would you give to people, like in terms of what do you think is missing, or what do you think was missing in your own business at the start? What do you think is missing in a lot of salons businesses? And what have you had to change in the last 9 to 10 months to see this growth and see this success that you've been having?
I think the biggest thing that I always thought we were on fire with is every part of education was hair. It was about how we did hair or how we did skin or whatever. But it actually, that's only this much of it. We need education on how to run a business. And that's where I'm so grateful that I found you guys. And, you know, even when we went down to the Gold Coast, like that's nearly 2 years ago now. Is it 2 years ago? Year and a half.
It's just ticked over 2 years, yeah.
It's just ticked over 2 years. So, you know, like if I hadn't gone down to that and seen the passion that was within the room, and who would have thought that I was sitting next to David and Noel, who David, my business coach, like, who would have thought? But I think the biggest thing is it's education on running your business. It's not how to cut hair. It's not how to do skin. It's not how to put a color on, because we all have the basic training of that when we're trained as apprentices. But we've never had the business side of it. And so that's probably my biggest thing. For the salons that don't have that implemented, or even looking at putting it in, or how to survive what we're all going through at the moment, for God's sake, reach out. Get it into your businesses. Yes, it's scary. Yes, it's, oh, my God, what am I doing? I don't know how to do that. My biggest thing I used to say to David all the time is, I don't do figures. Don't do figures. Don't want to know figures.
But you're right in what you said before. But numbers will tell you the answers to all your problems.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because numbers don't lie. If you ask somebody, or you ask, somebody an answer, it's subjective, right? It's like, it's their own experiences, their own biases, their own, instinct, all those different things come into play, and they will give you advice based on that. But numbers don't lie. You can't argue that a rebooking rate is 67% when it should be 70 to 80%. You can't argue that your retail was only 15% last week when it should be 30 to 50%.
Absolutely.
And those numbers, like, they're not subjective, they're objective. They're just giving you the data. And when you understand what that data represents, then you can start to make decisions instead of wasting your time on everything in your business. You can actually go to work on the things that are going to improve your business.
Oh, look, so true. And if I can say, last week, probably our biggest improvement was retail sales. So whereas, take me back 10 months, I'll only buy retail this month because I can afford it. Whereas now it's put retail on the shelf and it's going to sell. So you're getting revenue in. So I think it's even, those small things, I don't know if I can afford this month or whatever within your business, work it into your figures. So if you make 8,000, work out what your percentage is on how much you can spend on stock.
Love that.
You can spend on wages. Because if you don't know what your percentage is with your wages and things like that, and again, I didn't do figures. But that's what's going to make you that bigger and better salon. So if you look at your figures and your rebooking rates are only 15%, ask yourself why that, your team member's only doing 15%. Have you educated them enough? Have you given them the tools to be able to get it up to 65 or 85, whatever your requirements are?
It's so funny. Dave and Kim and I were talking about this very thing today. It was like, why is it that we create marketing campaigns for different salons, and salon A will retain 80 to 90% of the clients that we bring in from our marketing, and another salon will retain 5 to 10%. And that other salon will want to project blame and say, well, they weren't exactly my target client. They weren't my ideal client. When my position on that is like, are they really not your ideal client, or are your systems in your business not good enough to retain the clients when they come in?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you're right, like that's a really good point, because you can learn that information from your numbers and your figures, and you can start to ask the right questions as to why is our rebooking so low. And if you're a good business owner, or you want to be a good business owner, then you will just accept the information, you'll accept the data, and then go to work on that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what, looking at your data, it helps you work out from week to week where you want to be to where you need to be, if that makes sense. And that's something that all of us strive to do very well. And I'd encourage salons, like if you've got staff that aren't rebooking, ask yourself why. Have you taught them how to? Have you taught them how to sell retail? Have you taught them all the tools that they need to do what you require them to do? Because if you haven't, then you've got to have ownership to that. You can't expect your staff to have ownership of something that you haven't implemented into your business.
100%.
And that's even down to figures. Like, my girls know everything. Everything that I share, everything within the business with them. At the end of the week on a Saturday, we break down our sheets and okay, where were our goals? Did we hit them this week? Yes, we did. Awesome. Let's put them up again for next week. Yeah. Because we need to stretch. We need to grow. You need to stretch yourself. And if you don't stretch yourself, you're not going to grow.
Love that. Now let's flip, change directions a little bit. It's still similar to what we're talking about, but a little bit different. I want to talk salon memberships.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this.
Okay. So obviously when you join Limitless, you learn how to put salon memberships into your business. And you're one of the people, I guess, who I think in month one and two, you were a little bit slow, but as soon as you got it, right? And then you just sort of ran with it. And so talk to us a little bit about the journey with Salon Memberships and what it means for your business now.
Yep. So it was really funny because I thought I was on my up with my limited beliefs and all of that. I thought I'd, and then you mentioned memberships and I went, okay, that's not going to work in Rocky. And then because I went, hang on.
Belief, right? That's what people do. They have limited beliefs. That won't work in my salon. That won't work with my clients. That won't work in my area.
Absolutely. And it was funny because one of the things that I did do was in my head, I went, you know what, turn this shit off. You've got to trial it before you can actually say it's going to work or not. So at present, we're sitting on 42 memberships, which is about the 130 something thousand revenue a year without even opening my doors. So that is phenomenal. We have a counter up on our back wall where the girls are now. And because my team's, you know, they're quite new now, like because we're all together. But even down to my front of house girl, she's talking memberships when people come in because she's got her display in the big front window. Memberships are, people love it because at the end of the day, the clients look at it on how much money it has been costing them when they come in because they're looking at the per week. So if you say to someone, you know, Billy, I can look after you for 12 months and you know what, it's going to cost you $34 a week. Would that make your life easy? And of course they're going to go, yeah. Even if you've got the client that, you know, doesn't want their husband to know how much they're spending on their hair.
Yeah, exactly those clients, yeah.
$34 a week is nothing. But in salon world, that's your rent. That's your insurances. That's all of that put together. So if you, the more memberships you have in your salon, I look at it as though that's my rent for this year and next year. That's my, you know, whatever it might be. It might be
your wage bill, the tax bill, whatever, yeah.
It could be just as simple as you want to cover your rent and you want to take the team to limitless programs and functions that we have within the company. Yeah. You don't even have to think about it. So a membership for the salon should be exactly the same as membership for our clients. We don't have to think about it because it's making us money without even doing any work.
Yeah, and I want to touch
basically
on that about the amount of comments we see in our Limitless Coaching group about salons who go into lockdown and the memberships are the thing that carries them through lockdown because they're still getting income when their salon is shut.
Yeah, and you know what? That came at the right time with Limitless, with everyone going in and out of shutdowns and all the rest of it. But I think the best thing is when we all did, you know, work out what memberships were really about, is we learnt to jump on board really quickly because the best thing that I find for me is I'm proofing myself if I get a shutdown. I'm proofing that there's money coming in. Even if we get a shutdown. And some people might say, oh, but, you know, what if our clients miss their appointments? Make them feel absolutely amazing and add it on to the end of their membership.
Yeah.
You're not losing anything. It's not costing you anything. It's just cool customer service. And I think that's the biggest thing, especially with the moving forward, whether it's been a, you know, shitty 6 months, shitty 12 months, we've been in lockdown number 10 or whatever. At the end of the day, the more we bulletproof ourselves from what's going to be thrown at us in years to come, because there's probably going to be more, as much as I hate to admit and say, but we are bulletproofing our business so our doors can stay open.
Yeah, fantastic.
And if memberships are going to do that, bloody hell, get on it.
Get on it. Get on it.
That's it. Get on it.
So lastly, Margie, before we wrap this one up, because I'll just talk to you all day otherwise, what is your final bit of advice for salons who they just feel shackled to their business? Like they just feel like they're not getting ahead. They're not seeing the growth. They've been doing it for so long. They're trying everything, not really getting anywhere. And feeling a little bit frustrated or overwhelmed or a little bit deflated with the whole thing. Like what's the advice you would give to those people?
Surround yourself with people that are like-minded. If you are not feeling like confident or I can't do this, or you're always telling yourself I'm not good enough or I can't, or any of those kind of things, get rid of the people that are around you and surround yourself with people that are doing it, doing what your dreams are. And if that means being a $1 million salon, surround yourself with $1 million people. Mm. They may not have it in cash, but they have a $1 million mind. And I think that is That is one of the things that I did. Like right back 2 years ago, Billy, sitting in that room, and there was people in that room that I knew, like the Tognini's. I went to Turkey with Betty and Tracy with Matrix. Yeah. And I remember saying to Billy, am I in the right room? And he said to me, absolutely you are. This guy's he's a madman, but he's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's exactly it. You know, we've got to surround yourself with a really good culture. And I think if you're sitting at home at the moment and you're listening to this and you're going, oh, I don't know if I can do that. Hey, add me on Facebook. Give me a call. I've had so many people call me and say, Margie, is it as really as good as what you is? You know what? If I'm the person in the world that's gone from being Little Miss Negativity and, as David says, the worst client in the world, I'm happy to chat and give you guys the exactly down to earth of what Limitless is. I'm not going to sell it to you. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to tell you exactly what it's done for me, for my family and my staff.
Yeah, I love that. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Miss Margaret, for jumping on the podcast today. It's been a long time coming and I'm so glad we finally got to do it because, you know, I think that people don't really appreciate how invested I am into people's journeys. I think that because I create the content and I'm just the, you know, the person who hosts the program, as it were, I think people underestimate just how much I want my clients to succeed. And I'm very much vested in your success. And when you tell me stories like this, it just makes my heart just so big. And I'm so excited for you and so proud of everything that you've done.
Thank you. But you know what I love as well is we have a great culture and we have a great community within the Limitless crew. Yeah. And I think we have each other's backs as well. So, you know, if someone doesn't know something or needs a hand or is really struggling, we're there to help. Yeah. You know, like, and, you know, look, we're probably lucky that we live in Queensland, although I need to touch a piece of wood somewhere because our turn is probably coming. Yeah. But you know what? While we can do what we can do, we can help the guys in Melbourne and Sydney and New South Wales and Victoria as states, you know, we can help. It may not be much, but just a phone call away and you know, go, yeah, you know what, do that promotion out to your clients. Yeah. Like I know we were talking the other day, just short, quickly because we have to go, but, you know, I said, do online training with your clients, do online webinars with your clients, do online workshops. They love it. They really do. We've got one on Sunday, so I'll keep everyone posted on that. Yeah.
And if people do need to contact you or want to reach out, so it's My Place Hair and Beauty.
Yep. We're on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok.
Awesome. And Margie Scherer, whose name will be in the details on the headline of this podcast. Yep. Anyway, wherever you see it on the podcast channels or on YouTube, it's on YouTube as well. And so contact Margie if you want to ask any questions, and certainly not just about Limitless, but Margie's the sort of person, I'll speak on her behalf now because I'm sure she'll say the same thing. She just loves to help. She's a helper. She loves to see people succeed much like I do, and I'm sure she'll be happy to help if you need any advice in business. So Miss Margie, thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure, absolute delight. Couldn't be more proud of you. Couldn't be more excited to see where you go in the next 12 months, and thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Awesome. So if you like the episode, please make sure you like, share, and comment on this. Let Margie know that you love her. Let her know you're excited about her success as well. And I'll be back tomorrow for another episode of the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Until then, I'll see you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching the real B_Rickman.